Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extensions, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did, and then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have, and the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that we provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any posts that I make or pages for Hava Felicia Dodd Hair and Body at havafeliciadodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair. Yes,
I watch
on it too, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. It's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we called it, going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water. Also, sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. 1 inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch, in 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person is going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, you
it's
are...
Fabulous.
It sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment, or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater. Inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art, in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television.
Why.
That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs, because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs, and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with locks.
And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay, sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I sure will.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Maybe I'll get a chance to see you when I close my eyes. That the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Keri Hinds. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds. It is Tuesday morning. It's April 2nd of 2024. It's early morning here in Houston area. Michael Hopkins, my wonderful co-star, who is with us live. Michael, good morning officially.
Oh, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines.
Good morning. So we check in with you and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to welcome everybody. Nicole Marie will be along in about a half hour from right now as well. So what's going on? Happy Tuesday morning again. We missed our April Fool's Day celebration yesterday. We weren't live on the air yesterday, but we're back today.
Nope.
Great weekend. Great Easter holiday weekend. It's been busy.
Oh, yes, it was, Carrie. Yeah, I had a great time this weekend.
Really?
Great time.
Well,
I got to catch up with one of my daughters and the grandkids and the son-in-law.
Okay.
So that was
awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say one of my grandsons. He's my second grandson. He's 12, and he's getting taller. I mean, we're almost at the point where we're kind of seeing eye to eye. So I already know how that's going to work out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to see eye to eye for a little while. And you know how it goes, Carrie. The next thing you know, I look up, I'll be looking up at him, and he'll be looking down at me.
Yeah, well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. It's great, though, Carrie. Just having that transition.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about things like that. As a matter of fact, a little later this morning, wanted to just remind everybody, coming up, you'll be here really going with a special presentation. I should say we're going to be live by 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Although today I think we're starting up a little bit earlier, maybe about 8:15. So you want to make sure to have all of your fans in position to enjoy the Vet Talk Radio Show, of course, coming up a little later this morning. And as I said, we've got an Hot Mic Live coming up mid-show. Nicole Marie. We'll be able to catch up with her on Hope of the Day and so much more of what's going on. And for me here, we're doing it up down here, kind of taking it a little bit easier, I think, over the weekend, but it's so nice to be back with everybody and be on that.
Yes, it is, Carrie.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. So really good stuff. Michael, we'll kind of take a little bit of a break, but want to say it's our show number 9. Now, listen to this. Show number 975. That's a lot of shows, Michael Hopkins.
That is a lot of shows. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not far from the 1,000 mark.
Yeah, so that's 25 shows away, Carrie?
Pretty much. That's it. We'll be on that very broadcast, and we're looking forward to it so much.
Yes, we are, Carrie.
Everybody,
we're just looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's really huge. It's a milestone in broadcasting and broadcasting what we talk about and play and all of that. It's a huge milestone, so I'm really excited about it. Hey, got some things you want to kind of get on the air. We have some huge announcements coming up a little later in the mid-show, second hour of the show. And like I said, third hour in our spotlight hour, we do have some things, vet talk as always. Michael, what's coming up this week? I think we're doing something special, not so much a countdown, but I think some helpful talk on the VTR.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. We're going to be diving into unknown spouse benefits of disabled veterans.
Unknown spouse benefits.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody wants to, you know, I'll be back. As you always say, I'll be back. But this is going to be a special show. Oh, this is going to be a special show, Carrie. It's so much like you always say, it's so much to unpack with this. So, stay tuned and stand by for this.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Well, that's coming up around 8:20 this morning. I'm sorry, special time, around 8:20 Eastern, 7:20 if you're in the Central Time Zone. I'm raising my hand to that. Michael, also wanted to just mention the fans. We each have our own group of fans, and then we have a whole lot who are fans of all of us and all that kind of thing going on. And they came up with this, which I absolutely love. I really, really do. This is a name. You know how we'll say Rihanna has the Navy, I think she calls all of her fans, or they've given themselves that name. Beyonce, you just heard Beyonce's song Sweet Dreams right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And last week, we aired the wonderful interview with Matt Yu, her dad. Speaking of Beyonce, her fans are called the Beehive. And you've heard of that, Michael, where the fan groups all have their fan names. And I was thinking about that.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah. Well, I heard they told me what they came up with. And I kind of, the more I thought about it, I said, well, that's just as perfect as could be. So if you're sitting down, folks, and we'll have to get Nicole Marie to weigh in on that real soon. But, yeah. The wonderful K-E-R Bears, so it's Care, as in Care Bears, as in Carrie. Is that not nice? Those are the fans.
Oh, yeah.
Name the Care Bears. Some of you who follow us on social media, you saw that banner. So what do you think of that, Michael Hopkins? And have you thought of a good name for fans of the Red Talk Radio Show?
Wow, I think you have to let that sink in a little bit. Oh yeah, gotta let it sink in for a minute, and I gotta come up with something that just rings and rocks.
Okay,
that's my thing. It's gotta ring and rock.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna check it. I can't wait to hear what Nicole Marie has to say. And we'll see. Maybe, Michael, we can think of a good name for her fan club. And so you are interested in any of our fan clubs, just drop us a line here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'd love to hear from you. And it's really going to be great because we have some folks. And I'll be talking to you about it because we have some folks who will be introducing us to this whole a new world, really, of fan clubdom. And coming up, maybe when I get a chance to chat with Nicole Marie, I'll talk with you about the gentleman who wants to come on board as our official president of mine. So I can't wait. And we'll talk more about yours and Nicole Marie as well. So, Michael, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. Got to get us up to some energy this morning. It's Tuesday, but that doesn't mean we're down and out. So we're going to be just... Am I right?
You're right, Carrie. You're right.
All right. Waste the week up. And we'll talk more about what's coming up a little later in the show this week. Got a lot, as Michael said, I said, to unpack on the Air Radio Voice. Stay with me.
Yeah. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. Today I have a very special guest who's actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber, and he's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the J-E-F-F.
No, that so, is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I wanted just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay. That does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome, because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself, as you were saying that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course, and I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through, unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome, because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering, and
awesome.
You know, with the business side, the financial side of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work. One of the things I really want to focus on, as far as being a barber with your license, is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create a business from your name, which would allow you to, if you operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses, and also at the unemployment, because there were a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
You
they
know,
don't have a license
that's
to file
right.
taxes.
So yes. Go ahead, please.
So,
that's important.
Okay. So with that, that is something that I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important. And it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side from the filings of all of that, and the, you know, I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, you know, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. You know, like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. Just be, for those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yes. Yes,
important,
yes.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, you know, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barber Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's having the barbershop, 1135 Deptford, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner, fair guy. So that's one of the, that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Deptford, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome. And we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there.
Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
That's right.
But, yeah, I just, we got to tease up on the people. You know, it's like, because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier. Nope, nope, they're not ready.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Carrie Hines and the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio brand, which is just one component of what I do, but it's a big one. And it has been very important. It's probably had the greatest influence of pretty much on my platforms, and where we've been able to make an impression on everyone from entrepreneurs of all walks of life, you know, to those who are specializing in the hair and beauty industry, which has been my stock and trade for several decades. And I'm just very honored. And then I kind of parlayed that into a big, big platform with my own hair products called Kerapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. That means Carry and hair therapy. And if that's not enough, I also, of course, started a great magazine right now. It's online digital called Afrolock, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, Afrolock Magazine. And I'm so proud of it because what it really exemplifies is that it is a lock on Afro culture. So that magazine is a lifestyle brand, which is so funny because when I created it, I had already been working in the area with magazines like Upscale. I had been there, one of their graphic artists, and also produced their radio network.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything, the beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot. And Hair Radio carried me so far to... I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 2nd of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is so fabulous to have you guys with us as we embark on our second hour top. The second hour we call HML, which, of course, is Hot Mic Live. Let me just kind of bring to the line, you guys have, you've been following her career for quite a bit now. She's the longest serving co-host in the history of our broadcast. Of course, I'm talking about the Queen of the Mornings. It's great to have her back in position right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Happy Mitzo.
Hot all that live. Wonderful. Now it's great to catch up with you post Holy Day. Good weekend for everybody. As you guys know, we're live this morning at about 6 a.m., a little after 6 if you're on the Central Time Zone, which is now where I'm raising my hand. And, of course, a little after 7 as well if you're on the East Coast. Nicole Marie, good to talk with you. You know, just so that folks know, Nicole Marie and I rarely get a chance to really chat before the show starts. So this is always fresh. It's fresh for you.
Yeah.
It's fresh for me. Hot Mic Live, we never know where we're going. We just go.
Exactly. We go.
Yeah, and I've got to say, just so much going on in the world. So much stuff. So it was nice that folks had a chance this weekend to spend some time with family.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
Well, tell us all about
it.
I'm going to live vicariously.
We traveled to Ohio to visit family. It was my dad's birthday on Saturday, and it was, of course, Easter on Sunday, Easter Sunday, but it was also my uncle's birthday who passed in December.
Okay.
And so we just had just family, we celebrated life and had a great time. I mean, it was wonderful. It was short and sweet, but it was wonderful.
And the kids enjoyed it. Everybody just had fun as well.
Yes, they did. Everybody had a great time. Always getting cousins and just family that we haven't seen for a while. And it's just great. I mean, nothing better than that because, you know, family is everything. So you have to stay in touch and keep those connections. And it's always great. We're always taking pictures and eating wonderful food and just a great time. Great.
Yeah, I have to say, my family, we started, that sounds amazing, and I can't wait to see those pictures online, Nicole Marie, and so much of you guys out there. Yeah, share with us what you got going on, hashtag and tag us to things. For me, we've been planning a little bit of our reunion, our family reunion. You know, we do this around my birthday month in August.
So you do a reunion every year?
Well, our older brother, as you guys know, he has his own fans. He's been on our broadcast, Dr. Leroy Hines. He is coordinating all of this, and he has a couple of members of the family because he's also so busy helping him. And I'm looking forward to it. They usually do something down. You remember I'm traveling.
for hours on the train, you know, going down to Philadelphia from New York last year. Yeah, it was awesome. We kind of took you guys along with us. So I'm looking forward to this year as well and trying to see how we'll, you know, fit it into our schedule a little bit. A little bit more to coordinate coming from the, you know, Midwest. Hold on, I should say the Southwest now. so it could be, you know, Southwest.
You're kind of just right in the middle.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's correct. But, yeah, everything is good. No complaints.
Great.
Lots to get
did
into
this week. Did you have a great weekend?
Yeah, for me, I did. It was more so focused on just, you know, relaxing a little bit. I had a chance to relax a little bit more. Definitely got a lot of sleep. Let me just put it that way.
Sleep is good.
And also, yeah, to connect with some great friends out here as well. And all of that. Yeah, so it was just awesome. And so I'm happy to be back in the power seat.
That's it.
You know, in the
back
power
in the
hours, our first hour. Yeah, so we're doing well. Hey, wanted to kind of turn to some of those big news stories. We're going to be covering the latest of what's happening out there in the Baltimore area. I know Michael has lived not far, I believe, in that Maryland.
Right,
so we'll
in
ask
that
him
area.
To kind of, yeah, tell us a little bit more. I believe he said he had actually been out there on that bridge.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We'll talk with him a little bit about that as well. And he's got more vet talk. So Mike will be with us about 7:25. So coming up about 19 minutes from right now, 6:25 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. So more with Michael and vet talk and all of that. But yeah, now hold it, Nicole Marie. We've got to talk, I mean, just most, just a lot, like I said, with the big news story, of course, we have that happening, and these stories have been ongoing. Still more pouring forth with Sean Combs. He has not been charged just yet, let me just say yet. We don't know what's going to happen. We're not a part of any part of the knowing what's happening on the inside of the investigation,
exactly.
But just
we're
looking
just following
from the outside.
Right.
Yeah, but there is so much stuff.
There's so much
goodness.
Talk, yeah.
Yes.
You can't get on social media without seeing something.
Everybody's
talking about this experience, that experience, you know?
They are lighting him up.
Yes,
I mean, good
they
grief.
Are.
Yes,
yes
so,
they are.
So how do you feel about that, Nicole Marie, where you know, you haven't actually been charged. You know, remember our legal system is what? Innocent until
exactly.
proven
you're
guilty.
You're innocent until proven guilty, which I say.
Except
that's,
on the internet.
That's so true. Yes, that's
the
on the internet.
Is,
if you look
if
at
you
the internet,
guilty,
hey,
you look
guilty.
Guilty. You guilty.
But Terry, the I mean,
what?
These are all alleged allegations. Don't, like you said, you know,
yes.
he has not been found guilty. But
no.
a lot of
he
the things,
the charge,
you,
yes.
you can't
what's
believe everything that you see and hear on social media, but
mm-hmm.
when so many people are saying some of the same things, it kind of makes you wonder, like, whoa, wait a minute, what's really going on?
You know
on?
What, though? Yeah, let me just say, I hear you. I don't know what, it, we none of us know, because we are not
no,
a part of
know.
That.
Haven't
but
been there.
I'll tell you.
No, we're not in that circle.
Right, exactly. But should we just be part of the cancel culture, you know, with what we kind of feel or take, or do you take it? Where, I mean, it's difficult to figure it out because what do you do? Do you
exactly.
go, you know, do you believe what you kind of hear and see? Or do you really, should you take it with a grain of salt? I don't know what's the right answer here. I just know that if we're in those shoes, because we've got to, I believe, that we may have to just remember, you know, it is difficult because it's just
it's
difficult. I don't know really. We do want to hear from you guys as well on this. But
well,
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think what we always say, Nicole Marie, and I've heard the usually it's the defendant's team always saying, well, let's just wait and see how it all goes. Wait till all the facts come out. That's usually the coach's line.
That's true.
Yeah,
but,
we're gonna have to
along the way, though, there's so much. And this makes you think,
wow.
And then you start linking things together. Oh, okay.
Well, here's,
kinda makes
here's
you wonder.
The thing. If we're going to talk at the kitchen table this morning, my concern is that they're now looking at everything.
Right.
That's what we're seeing, come to light. There has been all kinds of things and a trail of folks with all kinds of
and so many
things
that to me don't seem like just a coincidence or just, life happening. It kind of makes you,
well, you know,
raise
what?
Your eyebrows.
I'm not going to say. It does. There's some things that we'd like more information about. I'll put that way. And I believe that these things will be in our great system here in America. We are going to support that they will bring the, if we get there, they may not be anything going any further. We don't know. So, but what I can tell you is that we will keep following this right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and kind of keep an eye, a watchful eye, just for you guys out there, in terms of what's going on. So really good stuff
to kind of be continued.
Yeah, exactly, to be continued. So I'm always talking about being inspired and everything, and I was listening as well early on, and I love talking about the entrepreneur, talk that we have here. We had Ahava, Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, I love Ahava.
Yes, me too. I love Ahava as well. Oh, well, it sounds like we're talking about the fruit or whatever it is.
I know. I love her name. And I love her, too. She's wonderful.
Exactly. No, it's all good stuff. And I just want to remind folks, it was somebody, and I heard, and I said, these are important things that we got to remember when it comes to being an entrepreneur and being positive and really supporting, learning to support one another and all that. Yeah. And I've been promising to get Ms. Melba on, which I'm going to do a little later this morning. So stay tuned. If you have not heard Melba's interview, you'll hear it right here coming up, a little bit closer in the top of the next hour. We'll see. Yeah, I'm excited. And always, I do have one update. Still looking forward to just kind of getting around and doing some of the wonderful things. As I told everybody last week, Lisa, she's doing a big fundraiser. Lisa Bloom, Lisa, of course, which is friends with all the folks out there and in show business and entertainment and Hollywood and all that good stuff. Great connection. But yeah, she, Nicole Marie, has invited us to come out to Beverly Hills to a big fundraiser that she's doing to raise funds.
Wonderful.
I'm going to see if we can get her on to talk about it. I think that would be nice to have her back here on the show to give us the skinny and all of that. I want to get the skinny, but I also want her to weigh in. When she was here before, she talked about, as we see all this where there's a reckoning of sorts with these very powerful fellas from Hollywood and everywhere else in entertainment. One of the gentlemen and the one, she covered the court case and she came and talked to us really while the court cases were actually going on. I'm going to see if she can come and shed light on all of that for us. And she talked a little bit just to kind of bring us into the process a little bit more. And just real good stuff. So real happy to kind of, you know, keep you guys informed of all of that. And so nice stuff. And something we have not talked a little bit about, Nicole Marie, which is TAF. And the TAF is traction alopecia. So back to some hair talk this morning. Yeah. And for those of you who don't have a clue what alopecia is, well, think about the, remember all of the hoopla around surrounding Will Smith and Chris Rock,
right,
and the Oscars slap and
oh,
all of that,
yes,
and Jada Pinkett Smith
was drama
at the center with alopecia talk. Yes. Well, alopecia really is the medical term for hair loss. So that's really at the core of TAF, which is the foundation that I started, which is Traction Alopecia Foundation. And Nicole Marie, I got to tell you, one of the big reasons is there's not a lot of talk in terms of an alopecia foundation that recognizes traction alopecia so much. Most
right
of the alopecia foundations that already exist really talk more so about some of the internal, factors that kind of cause other types of alopecia, but I've never even heard of a Traction Alopecia Foundation until we started it. And the whole point is that it's tied to education on hair loss.
Right.
If you can become better educated on taking care of your hair, you'll avoid hair loss and all of that, or slow it down or just diminish it. And this is not just to put out my Caribbean products, which are fantastic and you know, and
so
can
true
help with all of that.
It's all about education.
But, education, that is key. And it just reminds me so much of, you know, when we get to go out and do events and talk to people and all of that.
Right.
And I just want to say, you know, I'm going to be talking more and more as we will be kind of sharing this, Nicole, because you
yes
guys are going to help with all of the Traction Alopecia talk. We're going to continue that. The Traction, let me just say this to finish the thought for you guys so you have a fuller understanding. The Traction Alopecia, that's where you experience hair loss, but it's usually through kind of like maybe abuse. It could be from a hairstylist. It could be from, and which is, you know, very rare. But it could be, or maybe our own hand, literally.
Exactly.
It could be from having, you know, wearing the same, you know, it's, folks don't even realize that you can't even really wear, you know, like a ponytail every single day. Just pulling and
right
pulling your
it wears
hair
on
back
your hair. Right.
It wears on, yes, and your hairline. It can definitely affect that. So stuff like that. Being aware of that kind of thing, and too tight braids, you know,
right,
so, and that's just nothing against them.
Right.
Right, and nothing against the amazing braiders who are doing a great job of keeping that in mind and not wearing anything that's so tight that,
right,
that is really, you know, and then leaving them in forever, which, you know, all
you
that.
Definitely
so there's
can't
a whole
do that
lot of development. Can't do that. And so we'll be talking about that. I want to break down all the different shampoos and all of that wonderful good stuff. We'll be visiting some of the Hair Talk this week on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So real, real excited about it. And, you know, just doing our thing, Nicole Marie. And now, I don't know if you heard, I mentioned about our fan club this morning,
yeah,
and I have started,
I love it.
Yes, well, thank you, and each of us, and I think this is going to be great. I want to shout out my amazing new fan club members, which I have, folks who've signed up for it. They're called the Care Bears, K-E-R, that is, as in Carrie.
Care
so the
Bears.
Care Bears. Yes, and, you know, and I just love it because it just reminds me my whole life bears have been played a part of my whole existence on one hand or another. So thank you guys out there. And we're going to get you on and see. Yes, have you been? Now, we got to come up with one for Nicole Marie. And, of course, Michael will talk to him about his. But, yes,
wow.
I've been thinking of Nicole Marie and her fans. I think, you know what I love about
what are you
your
thinking,
the idea?
What's that?
I'm thinking,
what's
that? Here's the thing, you know, because to me, your fan club name, which I'm so happy they came up with something that is kind of, you know, relating to who you are and what you're about. And when I think of Nicole Marie, I think of the Queens. I think of the Queens, and we'll say the Queens and the Kings, but I say the Queens. Why not? Because you're all about women empowerment.
That's
and,
it. That's it.
And I think if you got to have, and I think that would be great. And,
yeah, and you know what, Carrie? Great
What's
minds
that?
Think alike, because that, as soon as you mentioned that and started talking about names, that's the first word that came to my head. Queen.
I love it. Oh, wow. Well, that means that is, we're going to cement that. And we'll come
That's
up with
wonderful.
Michael Hopkins and a good name for him, too. We'll work on that
yeah.
one. Now, I've got to say, Nicole Marie, one of the big things that you do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show each day is keep us inspired. That's why we
so
just
true.
Appreciate you, and we kind of miss you when you ain't here because that's what you do.
I miss
and
everyone,
I,
too.
Oh, yes. Well, this is the thing. And that inspiration comes to us in the form of hope of the day.
Hope, hope, hope.
So let us take the lesson, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right, Patrick. All right, Nicole Marie, what is the hope of the day today?
The hope of the day is break out of busy. We're busy most of the time. But don't let it become an excuse to procrastinate. Successful, busy people find the time to deal with their work, to be with their families and loved ones, and to care for their health. Back to you, Carrie.
Ooh, oh, that's a stinger this morning. No, I do like the idea of breaking out of busy, as Patrick remarked in the book. I think it's important don't take up the procrastination mantle, really. And it's hard not to do that. It really is. We often, yes, it's not easy because, you know, we're just human. But I do believe that, which is really kind of not develop those habits, those awful
right.
habits. And so, yeah, I'm gonna say that's a good one. I'm a procrastinator from time to time, but I try to be aware, not all that often, but I try to be aware. I really do, because we tend to work at it. But some of the things we'll put off a little bit. What about yourself? Do you tend to be a procrastinator, Nicole Marie?
Sometimes I am a procrastinator, but during those times when I do, say I have something I need to get done, like now, sometimes that's some of my best work. So sometimes that does happen. But we also have to be careful, though. Okay, don't procrastinate, but sometimes we can be busy and be doing nothing. So we need to be busy and be productive while we're busy. And incorporate all of those areas of our lives, the work, the family, our health, the, you know, outside activities, and, you know, all those things. We need to have balance in doing those things.
Well, you know what? Let's check in with Brother Michael Hopkins. Let's find out if he is breaking out of the busy. Michael comes to us. You guys heard him in the first hour, in the power hour this morning, kicking off the show with a little bit of live chat. Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning again.
Good morning again, Michael.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very much so, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines.
Awesome.
Yes, this is a great topic, at being busy. And sometimes we're so busy till we ain't busy.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm. Sometimes that's what happens. Everybody is so busy, but you're really not busy.
Right.
Sometimes
it's
more like procrastinating. And sometimes I fall into that habit where I'm busy doing things, but I'm not really busy doing things.
Well,
it's kind of like
I don't quite get it, but okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm going to buy it, because I guess what you're saying is that, you know, and I think we have to be focused and learn to compartmentalize a little better, and I think that's my takeaway with that whole busy.
Yeah, very much so.
Right.
Yeah.
Very much so.
What we're doing.
Break out of the busy. Yes, Nicole Marie.
Right.
Break out of the busy. Well, listen, it is just an awesome show. It's great to have the family back, the team. We are here on this
back
very much
day.
So.
Yeah.
We've
got some great guests lined up a little later in the week, really all week. You know, each day,
right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be live.
Oh, yeah.
Week.
Great stuff.
Of course, 6 to 9, 5 to 8 Central for all new Hair Radio Morning Show episodes. I'm so excited. And we'll chat a little bit coming up on some of the other things that are happening out there. Like I said, in this spotlight hour as well. Just so much. You know, I just unpack each broadcast from top to bottom. We're always unpacking the Hair Radio Morning Show. What was that, Nicole Marie?
There's always so much to unpack.
Well, this is
very
true.
Much so.
This is true. And we will be getting more in the hair talk as well. So a return to some of our distributorships on Caribbean. We'll be doing that. We did a little hair talk. We're going to do a lot more of that a little later in the week, so you don't want to miss any of it. And it's folks you just did not know. Some of our great music on our playlist today, you heard from Beyonce and also from the TNC Music Factory. I still got to fill you in on the funny story that I have with the gentleman from TNC Music Factory. I've been trying to get him on the show. We'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of love this, even though it's more like we should get on a breakfast song, but I don't know any breakfast music out there. so here's something that I really, really love, which I don't know if you remember her, but her name just makes me happy. And her name is Sunshine Anderson. No relation that we know of to Maggie. But, yes, here she goes with lunch or dinner. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be back more on some vet talk of what is happening at 8:30, about 8:20 this morning, Eastern, 7:20 Central. Stay with us. Great job, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
Dealing with chicken. intrigued from moving too fast. What you need is someone who can provide. What you need. So I'm thinking.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. We have with us a very special legend returning to our broadcast this morning. It is my honor to welcome back the amazing Miss Melba Moore. Good morning, Melba. Good morning.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I have to say, first of all, you were kind enough to grace us with an appearance right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about 5 years ago, so it's been a little while since, you know, we've seen you, but we've been following you.
Right, great.
Literally following you. We've been following you on social media.
Well, I was going to say, that's how you do it on the Internet now. You follow people.
Exactly. This is true. Well, we're so excited. I mean, first of all, you have a big hit record. And so we're honored to have you talking about this right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with just your adoring fans and folks, again, you know, with the audience out there. What can you tell us about your new record and how did it come about? Just Doing
Well,
Me.
It's what people call house music, which is a very, 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 very popular dance genre. There's several different genres now. I mean, a lot's developed since back in the late 70s, and all we had was disco.
Right,
that
exactly.
Was different genres. And probably he's going to develop more since people are kind of shut in and they have, you know, more time to focus on things that, well, we need joy during these times. We need to have something to lift us up. And so we might be dancing around our house, but it's necessary.
That's very true.
I've always considered, you know, entertainment to be something that's kind of a staple. It's not, it doesn't come first like your rent and those, you know, loop over your head and stuff, but you have to have joy. You have to have entertainment. And so, like, for this to happen to me, especially as I'm approaching my senior years, it's kind of amazing.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something. That song, when I heard, I couldn't believe my ears. It kind of, what I love about it, it kind of has a vibe that kind of mixes a whole bunch of genres that we have known in the past with all kinds of new infusions of sounds. I was like, whoa, okay. So this is why I believe, Ms. Moore, that it is connecting with a lot of the youth out there, in my opinion. But it's good for everybody.
One of the things that really strikes me about it is George Pettis's piano solo. That's very reminiscent to me of when we first had modern jazz, and you had people like Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk. I mean, playing the kind of jazz that we had never heard before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's something you've heard before or not. When you first hear it, it's going to say, oh, look at that. I like that. And I think that's maybe what's connecting with the young people. It's not something
that's
you have to have heard before for it to affect you that way.
Exactly. Now, I want to go back. One of the things I remember after our last interview, and it happens every so often we'll have great guests like yourself, and the moment that we are finished with the interview, I say, oh, I forgot to ask about that. I forgot to bring that up. So I have listened back, and I said, oh, my goodness, I've always wanted to talk to you a little bit more about different things in your amazing career. And to me, and so many others out there, you know, you really came through and got a great position in the entertainment world, which was so, it's rare these days, you know, let alone, you know, several years back where folks were, you know, just not so open and willing to give folks just coming into the industry a chance, and especially people of color. So, yeah, so when you look back at this career, and I've seen all of, well, quite a bit. You've done a lot, okay? You have a true career out there in the entertainment. What do you say when you, even just fans like myself, we all, you know, look back and we ask you, what's the biggest question you kind of get about your career? What do people most want to know about, and I have my suspicion of what I think they most want to know about you, but what do you say? What's the number one question that the fans come up and talk to you about when they get a chance, about your career, because I know what it is, I think?
They usually want to know, when did you really know that you could sing and that you were in control of yourself, that you had it going on? And I can't answer that question because I still don't know that. But that's the number one question. I guess I give off, it's not an illusion, but the sense of being really confident and, you know, having a clear idea of, you know, what the industry is about and just be in charge of things. And it's not that that's not true, but I really feel like I've been led by God because of everything that's happened to me. I really didn't know what I was getting into, but it turned out right, and I had a sense, oh, I want to try that.
You were not fearful to try. And
well, I was scared to death, but I went in.
Really? Well, we wouldn't know it. We would not know it. I mean, you really are a trailblazer. You're a trailblazer. And which, you know, that's what we all see and hear. You mention your name. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody. And what I also want to focus on for a moment is your career on Broadway. And being a Tony Award winner. So that is a big moment.
No, it's huge.
So we have to talk about that. So tell us again, because this was, again, these are things that are still rare today in the community out here,
yeah.
And they don't happen just to any old and everybody. So how did this come about for you, Melba? Tell us how it came about.
Well, I'll try to kind of
give us the
point so I can actually start from the beginning.
Okay.
And two few things to just give you kind of like an outline of what happened.
Sure.
My mother was a professional singer, but she had a romantic interlude with my father, who was a big band leader. His name is Teddy Hill. It was Teddy Hill. She got pregnant, had me, and so she was a single parent, which meant I had a broken family like many of us do. And she was out trying to take care of me and her mother, who had had strokes, they were from Bethlehem, Alabama. So she brought her up to New York and had her with me, and we had what we used to call a governess or a nanny.
Yes.
And so my mother was gone all the time, and I didn't have a father there. So it was like very unstructured, well, like it should be, family. So I was raised by a nanny who was orphaned, illiterate, and from the backwoods of South Carolina, moved from one sharecropper's farm to the other, and somehow made her way up north, and that's who I was raised by. But my mother put me in Catholic school, so I had a great beginning of education in New York City, and I think that's why that stayed with me. I'm still born again, and that's my focus, and I think that's why things really happened for me still. But then she married my stepfather, whom she formed a performing act with. He was a piano player, and he just passed away 3 years ago, but at 101 years old.
Wow.
So I really have a zest for life. Got to hold on. He always said, never give up.
Wow.
And he had a son and a daughter by a former marriage. His first wife had passed away. And I used to pray for a sister and a brother because I wanted siblings, and I was very, very lonely. So we moved from New York to New Jersey, where I continued my family life and learning how to be really the first community that you're in is your family. And learning to fellowship. I had now aunts and uncles and cousins. I had a family. I wasn't isolated and disjointed that way. A lot of damage had been done to me and some abuse because there was no father, no mother there. But that was all remedied. And then my parents really insisted that we get a good education. So that continued. But by the time I got to like junior high school, well, before that, because he made us all take piano lessons, we discovered I could sing. So he didn't make me take voice lessons. He made sure I continued with my piano lessons.
Mm.
But by the time we got to junior high school and it was time to figure out where you're going to go to high school, I discovered Arts High School in Newark, and I had fallen so much in love with music that I decided I wanted to see if I could get in there, audition there, and major in music and really focus on music. And I did that, and then when it was time to go to college, I wanted to go to Manhattan School of Music or Juilliard or something like that, but we didn't have the money, and I didn't have the confidence or the information to try out for scholarships, so I went to Montclair Teachers College to major in music education. Make a long story a little bit short, then I went into the public schools of Newark, New Jersey to teach music, and I happened to be a gifted teacher, but I didn't want to teach. I wanted to be a performer.
Exactly.
So I asked my dad to take him around to some of his colleagues to get me into the industry as a musician. And one of the first people I met was Valerie Simpson, who was at some music publisher's office, and we were both in the waiting area to meet our prospective people that we were going to see. We exchanged numbers, and she got me started in studio backup singing work, where you sing what used to call oohs and ahs. People have a
They
hire backup singers.
Yes.
So she was at the top of that part of her industry. She's always been a great entrepreneur, too, and great leader, as well as a great musician. It was before her and Nick, of course, were married. We were at the very beginning of our careers. And
wow.
And on one of the recording sessions, a very talented musician by the name of Galt McDermott, who was a keyboardist and the composer for the music for the Broadway show Hair, was doing his performance of the music, and he was being assisted by Jim Rado and Jerry Ragney, who were the two male stars of the Broadway show, and they had also written the book and the lyrics for the song, the book for the music, the story, and they were the two stars. And the session went on for about 2 weeks or so. First of all, I was what I call a Black American princess, a bat. Only thing I knew about Dippies was what I had seen on TV. But these two gentlemen, Jim and Jerry, were hippies. And like one of them, he had bright red, bushy, curly hair. He looked like his fingers were stuck in a live plug. He was wild and crazy looking. And he didn't have on no shoes. And to make a long story a little bit shorter, after the session went on for a couple of weeks, he came up and asked me if I would like to do hair. But I had never seen a Broadway show, and I never heard anything about hair. So I said, well, I don't have a Bachelor of Arts degree in music to do nobody's hair, so no. And so he explained to me that it was going to be a Broadway show. I said, oh, okay. And that, you know, really basically they had been auditioning for us if we wanted to be a part of it because they were still casting for it. So I went and sang for the director and the producer. I got a part in the show. I wound up doing one of the featured parts, which was a parody on The Supremes. And to make a long story a little shorter, before I left the show, I auditioned for and got the female lead in the show. And so doing, I became the first black actress to replace a white actress in a lead role on Broadway, but the actress just happened to be Diane Keaton. That's just to give you a little bit of what happened to me. It's not like I knew what I was doing.
Well, that is just
amazing. Learning on the job. And
wow.
Then just to go on how I got into the position of getting a Tony Award, I was reminded by one of the girls in the chorus that I really did not know how to audition because that's not like an audition.
Right.
And she said, you need to learn how to audition. She told me about auditions for what turned out to be my second Broadway show, and she explained to me that when you go up for a role, you try to do some research on it, see if you can get a script ahead of time, and you do what they call typecasting, where you try to look like the part.
Hmm.
Well, the part was from the backwoods, illiterate, cotton-chopping, sharecropping girl, like the lady who raised me. So I was a shoo-in for that part.
You had a real-life person to draw from. And,
yes.
Wow.
And that's how I got the role, and then eventually, of course, got the Tony Award, and that really catapulted my career into a lot of television work. And after that, I met my later then husband, who really focused and redirected it into the recording industry and is the reason that I have this wonderful, huge catalog of great, 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 great songs and several different recording hits.
Absolutely. Well, I love the story. Now, let me ask you, though, did having the success on Broadway, how did you avoid being, shall we say, typecast in a sense, that like once they say that you're a Broadway actress, a Tony Award winning actress, we can't market you or cross, you know, move you over to a recording, a successful recording career. How did you avoid that not happening, so to speak?
So it did happen. We
no.
Went to some of the top recording artists who were managers, and they all turned me down. So then my then-husband, Charles Huggins, said, well, let's figure out what we can do ourselves. And we just started inquiring, going to the different festivals and, conferences,
right.
What was going on in the industry. And seeing, as a matter of fact, my then-husband got me back into the industry because I had lost everything by then, by taking me to the Metropolitan Opera House eventually. We didn't know what we were doing, but we formed it. We then, you know, got people like Van McCoy to record. He got my record deals for me. The first one was with Mercury Records with Art Cast. No, that was Buddha Records. And eventually with CBS Records. And he went out and he formed what we called Hush Productions. To give me a business team. And we became entrepreneurs that way, and we had to do it ourselves because the industry is so racist and so divided that if you didn't fit into that little category, you didn't have a way. So you had to make a way yourself. I don't want to go on and on and on, but that's basically how we started. But eventually we managed most of the R&B recording artists, R&B ones, during the 80s. We started like with Freddie Jackson, and he kind of opened the way, and he was a wonderful songwriter, and he was a word processor. He wasn't even in the industry.
I remember those.
Imagine that talent, right? teams we went out and we got Kashif, we got Paul Lawrence, we managed McFadden and Whitehead.
Wow. That's saying a lot. That is saying, and just an amazing group of artists. Now, I have to say, you really know everybody. You've worked with everybody, or you've had some kind of interaction, or done tours, or what have you. You've done things with folks out there. I mean, I saw the pictures with you and Lena Horne and all these amazing artists, just amazing. Well, they were all in great company as well. But how do you feel now when you see that the industry is, in my words, it's a little different. We'll talk about that. But how do you feel where, you know, those stars are just not so prevalent as much anymore, you know, with that level of just something so, you know, so how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't think I agree with you, Carrie. I think it's very, very, very different. But I'll tell you something. For an example, I was one of the wonderfully privileged people to be invited to Oprah's house at a celebration of what she called Oprah's Legends. And I was sitting across the picnic table with my daughter. And this beautiful young lady, she had such a soft voice. And I didn't hear her because I was chomping on my chicken wing. My daughter said, Ma, stop, listen. That's Halle Berry. I said, oh, I'm sorry. How you doing?
Wow.
I mean, you know, like today, Halle Berry's like the latter-day Lena Horne.
Yes, she is. Oh,
or
my gosh.
Or a type of, you know.
Oscar-winning Miss Halle Berry.
Like that. Or, I know, we were having lunch, and, I can't think of her name now. But, Oprah said, okay, she had the waiters bring these gifts to us, and they were at the table, and I heard somebody crying, and it was Debbie Allen, and on one
oh
side,
my gosh.
It was Natalie Cole. I said, what's going on? What's wrong? And we opened the box, and it was these huge diamond earrings, and all of us were just gasping. I mean, things have changed a lot, but our icons are amazing. I mean, I've been to see Chaka Khan perform. And I said, how can she do that? But then she has the stamina of a man. She can play the drum.
I didn't realize Chaka could play the drum. Wow.
We have ridiculous talent today. There's a young lady, I don't know what her name is, but I was just honored at something called Black Women on Broadway. And she's playing the role of Tina Turner. You have to be an actor.
Oh, yes.
In order to
I know who you're talking about. She's just amazing. Amazing. Yes.
We don't know her name yet, but I'm sure we will.
Yes, we will. We'll definitely know her name. She looks a lot like Tina, too. I've seen Tina in concert, and I saw the young lady who's playing her part on Broadway, and she's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. And just to be able to move like that, my goodness. Well, you
How
know
about
what? Listen, she is just, isn't she the record holder for Tonys for women? I mean, or
she's
for people, I think.
She ain't got room for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she is. But I love her as well as her acting, too.
Every time you turn around, she's on Law and Order. It don't even
that's
have
true.
Nothing to do with music.
That's true. And her other show, the one that's on CBS on the series, they have a... She does the lawyer show that's out there as well. She's just got a big career. You guys know you can always Google her. Now, let me tell you, Melba Moore, first of all, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're welcoming back a true legend. Just legend across the world of entertainment, the one and only Miss Melba Moore. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day, Miss Moore, to be with us.
Such a pleasure.
All right. Well, now I have to say, let's turn back to this amazing song, Just Do Me. My question, how did it come out of this idea as well about the, because you did mention a little bit at the top of our piece today about the, you know, being at home and kind of being alone and kind of forced to being left to our own devices. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Just Do Me, because we just love this song.
to me, the heart of why it's successful, we had no idea that, you know, the virus and the shutting was going to happen. We did this song quite a long time ago, but sometimes you just have to wait and be patient. You don't know what's going to happen. As far as me, as a senior artist, things are so different. It's not like you have a record company that control everything, and you have an A&R person, and you have a whole team, and you're not really allowed to go out and do anything with anybody else. It's a very independent entrepreneurial environment, not just for the entertainment industry. And I have worked with George Pettis, who's just, he's the one who's playing the piano on this, but he's a great songwriter. He writes a lot of the songs with his wife, Angela Pettis. But the important thing is, see, they didn't ask me how much I was going to pay them. They're artists. They just got together and said, we want to do this. They brought me to their house where he has the studio. And we just, I want you, this is the songs I wrote for you. So we just experimenting, trying to see what's going to work. And I sang this song among many other songs. He took it. He said, well, I'm just going to go see what I want to do with it. Well, I didn't hound him to say what he was going to do. I had never heard of Terry Hunter.
I listened to the remix of it. Yes, I love that. I love it.
Terry Hunter, they do what they call mixes, what I would call the arrangement. Because the drum beats are very, very important to what the feel is going to be, what the dance genre is going to be, the tempos. George took the music and continued to work with it and tweak it and rearrange it. And then I signed a, you know, a little letter of agreement with them that we'll split everything three ways. Other than that, there's really no detailed, complicated contractual agreement. In other words, just honor.
Love it.
That's
just artistry.
And because they are such geniuses and so great at what they do, and we trust each other, I have this huge hit.
Wow. Well, we're loving it. And we've been running it on right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just
you
and me. We love it. We love it, Ms. Melba Moore. We do need to ask you, what's next for you, and what are some of the things out there? I know that you're doing quite a bit of things. Anything you want to kind of give us a little preview on for the fans of the show?
Well, we're kind of watching it each day as we go.
Yes.
And of course, because the song is so successful, it's going to direct a lot of projects that I'll probably be able to do virtually. And learn how to, I'm continuing to learn how to do, you know, videographic selfies.
Yes, our favorite thing.
You're going to have to help me out with the hair, okay?
We'll take care of that, Melba. We'll take care of that. And I always say, because we tease you with the last time you were with us, we were like from hair to hair radio, literally.
Right.
So you've done it. You've done it.
We're taking it one moment at a time, but I have a lot of things that are being offered to me now, and I believe that singing and musical performance is the centerpiece of my life, and it's a calling. It's not just a job, so that when I make that the foundation and the centerpiece, I'm sure I'm going to write books, I'm going to do other merchandising, I'm going to do a clothing line, because I pay attention to that, and we work with honor, with wonderful people, so great things happen. And there's going to be a whole other series of opportunities just online, I think, that didn't exist before. But a lot of other things are going to shut down. They just won't be able to do it because they've been designed for crowds to come into place, these huge crowds, and you can't really do that anymore. That's going to change a lot. So we're going from day to day.
No, but thank you for that. And I just want to say the last question I have for you today. There was a, because you mentioned about being from Newark, New Jersey, and there was, of course, the amazing Houston family. Now, you guys, didn't you know the Houstons and Whitney and her amazing family?
I'm a very close friend with Dr. Sissy Houston.
Yes.
And, of course, my heart is still breaking over the passing of Whitney.
Yes.
It was like I lost a family member myself. And but she's been like just I'm laughing because she's so like what do I call it? Real,
well,
or She's not fancy.
Well, Sissy Houston, let me tell you, I had an opportunity to get down to her street naming. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we, of course,
right.
we're based out of Jersey. So, you know, East Orange and Bloomfield and Newark and all that is in our, you know, in our wheelhouse here. But what I loved about it, she had everybody there performing. And at the street naming ceremony at the New Hope Baptist Church there, and it was just awesome.
Yeah.
And just she's just an incredible voice still. And so that's what I love about you. You guys are just, your voices are amazing.
But of course, now, once again, you know, that's a Christian family. That's what's first.
Mm.
That's, they were all gospel singers. And, you know, we kind of understand that God owns it all.
Yes. That's right.
You don't know. You might see Sissy on the moon yet.
Right. Well, we love everybody, the whole family. And Dionne Warwick herself has been on our show.
Yes. You know Dionne's part of that family, right?
Well, Dionne, she's been on the Hair Radio show. Her
right.
sister was, Dee Dee was also on our show twice. So
yes,
I interviewed her twice.
I was a friend of Dee Dee as well.
Yeah. I just love everybody. North Jersey, all that whole area, you guys, we love it. We love it. Miss Melba Moore, anything you want to leave us with today? Anything you want to say before we sign off?
Just be positive like you are. Now keep your hair tight, baby. Okay.
All right. I'm loving it. All right. Just doing me, Miss Melba Moore. Thank you so much for being with us and taking the time. It really means a lot. And we're going to shout out Ryan. Thank you. And thanks so much, Ms. Melba Moore.
All right. Thank you, Carrie.
from a mighty long way. I lost some things along the way, and it's been a long, rough road. But I never lost my voice. I never lost my health. I never lost my praise, and I am still you for me.
Like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
I'm a bringer, I'm a bringer, wow.
Yeah.
I'm a bringer, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a bringer, wow.
Wow.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Morning coffee.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 2nd, 2024. Michael Hopkins joins us from Spotsylvania, VA. Good morning, Michael.
Oh,
again,
yes.
Tuesday, April 2nd. Yeah. And the year's
oh,
moving
yes.
along. It's our show
yes,
for 975. I just love Miss Melba Moore. That was her song, Just Doing Me, of course. What can I say? She's just a dynamo, and we just love her, and just,
yes.
You know, Tony Award winner. You know, Michael, I just got to say, that's why I love this show. We get a chance to, you know, we don't just bring folks, we bring Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners, Oscar-nominated folks, and everybody. We go straight to the top, and I just
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. So
she's very much so, Michael.
She's been in the industry, and she's been through a lot. She really has. And
oh, very much so.
Yeah. So I want to say also coming up in just a little bit is more Michael Hopkins. You're literally going to be taking over in about another 8 minutes or so, Michael. Real super excited about that talk.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah, what can you share? Can you give us a good 30-second pitch on what's happening today? And we'll send you off to get ready.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, Carrie. We're going to be talking about unknown spouse benefits for disabled veterans. And it's going to be,
why is that so important?
Oh, Carrie, the reason why it's so important, because there are benefits out here that a lot of times the spouses do not know about. Many times the veteran has passed away, and things get a little helter-skelter, you know, as we all know, when there's a passing of a family member. And there are a lot of the benefits are out there. Many of these benefits uh-huh. are there when the spouse is living, but it's not
okay.
talked about. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, Carrie.
Sounds amazing, and I'm so glad you're delving into this. It is needed. Also, I'm hoping we'll get a little bit also into more season, what's coming up in season 4 for Vet Talk fans and all of that
oh,
wonderful
yes.
good stuff. Now, I don't know if you heard this early in the broadcast, but we were talking about fan clubs. And I now have the Care Bears, K-E-R, get it, Cares and Carries, the Care Bears. Fan club, and now I'm so happy to say we've got some fan club members, and I got a new president. You'll hear from him on Friday, on Fan Day Friday. But yeah, so real exciting stuff, and Nicole Marie now has the queens and kings, since she's queen of the morning here. And so, Michael, we've got to come up with your fans' names. So,
yes, we do.
And I'm thinking yours, and we'd like to hear from you guys if you want to come up with one. But, Michael, I'm thinking you help the veterans. You are the voice of the veterans. And in where it pertains to, you know, just
helping them navigate the claims process. Now, I already call you the king of claims, but I think that we're going to think of something really pertinent and probably during the live aspect of your show today. So we'll be on doing it live. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll come up with a nice name. We'll start it out at the beginning of the show and see what we come up with. And we'll talk about your fan club name. I think that's going to be nice.
Hey, sounds like a plan to me, Carrie, huh?
Yeah, we'll talk to your fans all about it today. So listen, Mike Hopkins, go ahead. Following Robin Groover, dropping in for a little moment, you know, which I'm so excited to just to kind of get her on a little bit. And she's talking a little bit about women of color as well. And we'll chat on the other side of that with Beth Talk and so much more. All still coming today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and an entire team. We just love you. Thank you so much. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
To know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology as well as everything that you need from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Myavana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see what does this product do well. We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist, the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges. And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And
absolutely.
And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the Hair and Beauty Network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the black beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant results of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's
so that, many wonderful things that are happening in our country.
That's unbelievable. Yes. And I love that. I love that. Again,
thank
you know,
you,
folks, and I just want to make sure, yes, absolutely, our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it. And I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at My Ivana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myivana.com?
Yes, www.myivana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you can actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey. At that,
you guys
time.
Have taught us everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's next.
Excited.
That's usually my question at the end. But you've done it, so I can't wait to hear what you guys what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big
thank
question
you,
to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving My Ivana. I'm loving it. So
thank
what are
you.
Some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big book, that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I
thank
you, completely. And your entire team at My Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And
we're so excited.
Yes,
we're excited, and I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS, New York, and so
which IBS?
Powerhouse Pavilion. Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time with us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year, so I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year, and
I
so
love
it. Yes, so and I go every year. Okay, we are ready for Vet Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and get the wonderful intro on, and so much more this morning to go. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Carrie Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
I have you guys with us, Michael Hopkins. You are the man, the host of VTR.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so happy to hear about this show on Tuesday mornings. Usually about 8:30 or so, we're coming a little live today. You have a big, big broadcast ahead. What can you tell us?
Carrie, today we're going to be talking about unknown spouse benefits for disabled veterans.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael, let's get started because you have quite a few items to get to this morning. So please go ahead, take it away. Michael.
Wow, Carrie. This is so very important for spouses of veterans. A lot of our veterans, Carrie, a lot of times what happens is the veteran gets to the point where we call it the Hondo Club. You know, you and I have talked about it before, that Hondo Club, that the veteran gets to 100%. They become permanent and total as far as their disabilities are concerned. Well, once that happens, Carrie, a lot of other things come into place. And a lot of them are benefits for the spouse, for the children. And believe it or not, Carrie, some of the benefits can actually be for the parents of the veteran, believe it or not.
That's unbelievable. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big wow. It's a big wow, Carrie. And these are a lot of the just unknown things that people just, you know, they may not know about. One of them is called Dependence Educational Assistance, and is better known as DEA. Right.
Wow.
And it's better known as DEA, not that other DEA, but this DEA.
That.
Yeah, not those guys. But it falls under Chapter 35, and as you know, the VA has all these different chapters and numbers and this and that. It's typical government, but it falls under Chapter 35 with the educational assistance. And a lot of times, Carrie, what happens, the veteran's spouse can be granted or helped with tuition assistance. If they want to go to college, if they want to get some kind of certificate, some type of career training. Would you believe, Carrie, even taking a correspondence course, the government can kick in and help them?
Wow.
That's a wow, isn't it? I mean, apprenticeships. There are all kinds of things. And
which can make so much of a difference, you know.
It really does, Carrie. And they have up to 45 months of granted benefits.
Wow, that's about 4 years.
That's about good 4 years. And on top of that, even if the spouse passed away, they still have these benefits. They have these benefits up to 10 years if the spouse passes away, or 10 years while the spouse is still living. Once, the good thing about it, Carrie, even if they didn't understand anything else, if the veteran became 100% permanent and total, one of the things that's beautiful about this, when you finally get, as the veteran finally gets a decision letter, and if they read the decision letter carefully, in that decision letter, it actually tells them about Chapter 35 benefits. It actually says it in the decision letter. The VA claim section spells it out. Sometimes I've had vets and, you know, they're not sure, and they don't know, and it's right there in their letter, and I help them understand. We also have some veterans, Carrie, and we've talked about this before on the show. We have some veterans, and we call it TDIU, or Total Disability Based on Individual Unemployability.
Yeah, a mouthful, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, Carrie, that's why we just refer to it as IU. That's why it's a lot easier to say. Yeah, it's a lot easier just to say IU. Believe it or not, Carrie, if you have a veteran that has IU, guess what? And they're permanent and total, their spouses fit into this category of help with their education. It's amazing, isn't it, Carrie? Where else can you go? And I mean, it's just amazing for education, Carrie.
So, Michael, let me ask you, when you are helping the veterans with the claims and you are kind of reviewing the different procedures or processes that you will be, you know, undertaking with them, do you get a chance to talk about some of these benefits for their spouses? Does that ever come up in the conversations?
Oh, yes, all the time, Carrie Hines. All the time it comes up. And I meticulously talk about all of these things. You know, depending upon the veteran, I bring it up. I have a copy of their decision letters. all the veterans that I work with, the VA provides me the copy of their decision letters. So once I read the decision letter, and I read it carefully, I may read it two or three times. And once I see DEA benefits or Chapter 35, I immediately call them up and I say, hey, do you realize what you have right here? And a lot of them don't fully realize it until I point it out. And I've had some of my vets, they got individual unemployability, and they didn't think that their spouse was qualified to take advantage of this. And I said, no, that they are qualified. And you know, Carrie, there's another thing about this that I think you'll love about the DEA benefits. They are non-tax benefits. Can you believe that?
Wow. So that's, and again, this is that DEA you said is because we got to make sure to remind folks. We think you said Michael Hopkins.
Yes, Dependents Educational Assistance, and it falls under Chapter 35. And I mean, you know, you tell me that's not that's a wow.
That is
a wow. Non-taxable. Yeah. We're going to help you go to school. And my son fell under the Chapter 35 benefit.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes, as my dependent, he fell into that, and he got tuition assistance to go to college.
That is amazing.
It is, Carrie.
Education is critical and important, believe me. And so great. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm just very impressed with this. Listen, if you guys are just joining us out there, you're listening to a live edition, of course, of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, of course, our host, Michael Hopkins, with this incredible help. And Michael, thank you so much on this April 2nd morning, just doing really amazing things. So Michael, okay, what's next on your review this morning of this topic? What's next?
Carrie, our next benefit for the spouses, it is called Civilian Health and Medical Program.
Okay, Civilian Health and Medical Program, we got those.
What'd right. You say? Mouthful again, Carrie?
That's another mouthful.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mouthful.
Yes. It's broken down. It's called CHAMP VA Health Program.
Yep.
That's what it's called, the CHAMP VA Health Program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But once again, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Once the veteran is 100% permanent and total, guess what? This kicks in.
Wow.
This helped. I mean, we just know, Carrie, all of us right now, healthcare is a big issue now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Night and day, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a big issue, and it costs. Can you imagine, Carrie, you have an organization that's going to help you pay for the cost of your health care?
That is, you know, incredible. Now, Michael, if folks don't know this, though, the veterans are unaware and their spouses are unaware of this?
Many times, yes, Carrie, especially when they get to 100% and they're permanently in total.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like everything is spelled out to them. You know, they send you the decision letter, and sure, it'll say things on the decision letter, but many
right.
times, you know, a lot of the veterans still have questions about where do I fit in with this? Can my family do this? Can't my family? I'm not sure. I mean, what do I do? And that's why many times I have to break it on down for them, Carrie. I have to break it on down for them so that they understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the beautiful thing that I like about the benefits, even if the spouse has passed away, the veteran, even if the veteran passed away, Carrie,
uh-huh.
the spouse can still, they can still take advantage of the benefits that we're talking about, Carrie.
And I just love how the veterans refer to, you call them the Bennies, Michael.
Yes, very much so. They're all about the Bennies.
Awesome.
And if it's service connected, if something happened to them where they passed away, if it was service connected or was what we call a LOD or a line of duty, and they passed away from it, the spouse still can take advantage of these things. And it's
amazing.
A comprehensive health care program, Carrie, in which the VA shares the cost of covered health care services and supplies with the eligible beneficiaries. It's
Michael,
not going to cover 100%.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is incredible. Good stuff, Michael.
Yeah, very, very much. And it's on a form called a VA Form 10-10D. Hey, where would we be without forms, right, Carrie?
Exactly.
It wouldn't be the VA. It wouldn't be the government without forms.
No,
everything is
form-driven.
You got to turn this in.
What's that one again?
It's a VA Form 10-10D.
10-10D. Okay, wow. Okay. My goodness. Well, you know,
big
this
wow,
always reminds me, Michael, isn't it helpful to have a notebook and stuff and just places where you can, I mean, even if, you know, you could do it electronically, sure, just to jot down some of this information from listening to your show each week?
Oh, very helpful, Carrie. Now, it is. It's very helpful because the information, it's priceless the way I look at it. It's priceless.
Yeah.
And yes, writing it down, checking it out, it's priceless because these are benefits that the veteran earned. These are not just given out like Aquafina water, as I always say. No, it's just not these. You know, it's not given.
Yeah.
These are benefits that a veteran has earned.
Yes.
And, you know, these are, as you call it, Carrie, these are the Bennies.
Yes.
And I love the Bennies, too. I get a chance as 100% permanent and total veteran myself. My wife and I get to utilize these Bennies all the time, Carrie. All the
wow.
time.
Wow.
All
awesome.
The time.
Okay, Michael. Well, what else do you have for us? What else is... Is there that you're going to unfold with? Yes.
Uh-huh. Scary. There's another program that began back in 2011, and it's called the Caregiver Assistance Program.
The caregivers. Okay, I kind of don't
know
right.
that.
Yeah,
and it's under the Healthcare Administration of the VA Hospital. That's who it's under. And what was happening, Carrie, a lot of our veterans were coming back from wartime or just coming back from being in the military, and many of them had serious injuries, and these injuries affected the activities of daily life for them. So the spouse or the family took on a new dynamic now. A lot of the guys, they were in Iraq, Afghanistan, and IEDs, the explosive devices, and they were, you know, mental health. All of these things have been going on over the last 20 years recently, but reality is they've been going on for the last, 50 or more years from the last wars from Vietnam on. It's been going on. And we have some of our other veterans that were Korean War veterans, even some World War II veterans, Carrie, believe it or not. They've all been suffering from these issues. Well, what has happened with the VA, they've recognized these things. That's one thing about the VA. as time goes on and they begin to hear the voices of the veterans, they begin to make adjustments. And this was one of the adjustments back that began in 2011. Many of the veterans that are in this program, they're at least rated as a disabled veteran at least 70%. It could be one single issue. It could be multiple issues that add up to 70%. And with the caregiver program, spouse can actually get compensated for working with and helping the husband or the wife at home.
Yeah.
That's what the program is all about.
Yeah, that are out there on the civilian side, kind of similar to that. Just incredible, Michael. Incredible. Well, just reminding everybody, Michael, folks are just going to be, I'm surprised at these benefits for the family members of the veterans that you just might not know about. And that's why it's so
very
important for you to do this Vet Talk Radio show each week. I'm so, so excited. And as we just start spring, as you guys know, it is just a fine time here and, you know, just getting into the month of April of 2024. Michael, you got so much on the way. Let's just take a quick moment. You are getting into soon approaching, what, your fourth season of this show?
Very much so, Gary.
Yeah. Now, Michael, the first question I think I asked you on today's episode, why is it so important to bring up these topics and help the veterans so much on all these things, many of which they've never heard or know about?
Wow, Carrie, you know, it is really so important because these are benefits that have been earned by veterans, but they're a lot of them are little known benefits. And many times in kind of the shuffle of life with being a veteran and all this good stuff, we don't learn about these benefits, and these benefits can make a difference in a veteran's life. I mean, they can make a big difference. If somebody's helping with your health care, if somebody is helping you with your daily activities of life, and it's taking a burden away from your family for doing things, carried, I mean, that makes a difference. It makes one heck of a difference in veterans' lives. That's the reason why we're doing this today, Carrie Hines.
Yes, and as you said, it sounds like it's making a difference in the spouses' lives as well and the other members.
Very much so.
Yeah. What's that old thing, Michael, where there's a saying out there where it's not just the veteran who serves, it's
right, the spouse
family.
Serves. Very much so. The whole family, Gary. The whole family goes through the same thing with the veteran. Very much so.
Okay, well, Michael, back to your information review. What's next?
Gary, we have another program that's kind of new, and it's called the Mission Act. And you're probably saying, well, what the heck is that, the Mission Act? You know, it's the VA, ex-military. They got to come up with all of this excitement. And what the Mission Act, the thing about the Mission Act, Gary, it gives veterans greater access to health care and VA facilities and in the community. We call it community care. And it's actually what happens. The VA helps veterans if they don't have whatever it is a veteran needs in the health care system.
Yes.
A veteran can actually get assigned to health care in the community where they live.
Wow.
Believe it or not. They can go to a civilian doctor. Can you imagine that? And the VA is picking up the tab. That's a big isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if folks would realize that, you know, because
And you're right, Carrie. You're right. A lot of times as veterans, we don't even know that there is a such thing as community care. And they can assign you, it could be anywhere from a mental health professional to x-rays, physical therapy. I mean, would you believe, Carrie, veterans can actually go to an urgent care facility and the VA will pay for it? You trip, you stump, you know, you hit your toe, something happens. And a lot of us, I mean, urgent care facilities are everywhere.
Exactly.
And you don't have to wait to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like an emergency room too, Carrie. Believe it or not, part of the Mission Act, if I'm not close to a VA hospital as a veteran, I can actually go to the emergency room of a local hospital and show them my ID card as a veteran that goes to the VA hospital, and they will accept it, and the VA will pay for it. That visit. And tell me that's not a big wow.
No, that is, and that's exactly what I was driving at, Michael. Unbelievable. So
big wow,
this is
Carrie.
Something. Yeah, this is something very good stuff. Okay, Michael, I'm in. What's next?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Believe it or not, Carrie, the spouse of an honorably discharged veteran can be eligible for burial in a VA national cemetery. Believe it or not,
the
Carrie.
The
spouse of an honorably discharged veteran can be buried in a national cemetery, just like a veteran.
Wow. Okay. Now, this is not something that folks would, I mean, no one wants to really talk about stuff like that, but it's important to know the benefit, to know that
it exists. Right. The whole nine yards, just like a veteran, carry, they can get the 21-gun salute. They get the headstone.
Wow.
It's ongoing care of the gravesite, just as if they were a veteran. And the government will provide all of these things. Tell me that ain't a wow. You know, Carrie,
there's even
such thing as a presidential memorial certificate.
A presidential memorial certificate.
Right. The president will thank you for your service.
Wow. That is so nice,
Tell me that's not a big wow. That is a big wow, Carrie Hine.
Yeah.
Big wow.
I just wish that more individuals were aware, more veterans were aware of all of these benefits. I really do. Just incredible. Okay.
Big
well,
wow.
I guess it starts today, Michael. I guess it starts
very
right
much
here.
So, Carrie, huh?
Very
much
show.
So. Yeah. Very much.
Awesome.
Now, here's another, Carrie. Now, here's another unknown benefit that many of the spouses don't even know about. It's called a survivor's pension benefit.
A survivor's pension benefit. Okay.
In other words, the spouse of the veteran that has passed as deceased can get a monthly check.
Wow.
Isn't that a wow?
So, yeah. Now, the spouse might not realize that they would qualify for this.
Very much so, Carrie. They might not even realize it. Mm-hmm. As long as the veteran was on active duty for at least 90 days, and one of those days was during a period of war. Not saying that they were in the war, but it was just during a period of time during the wartime, and they served, and they were honorably discharged. Or maybe they weren't honored, but they were discharged, classified other than honorable service. They can qualify for this. It's like everything else, you know. You got to apply for it and all that good stuff. They tell me that ain't a big wow.
No, that's amazing. And I would imagine for some of these, they may have certain little stipulations and things, but it's good to be aware. Yeah, because
very
these
much
are
so.
Benefits. Okay, well, Michael, You've been knocking them down this Tuesday morning, April 2nd of 2024. Just please, yeah, what more? I'm just very surprised. Okay, Michael, what's next?
Now, here's another one, Carrie, that a lot of the spouses of veterans don't really know about. Would you believe that per state they have specific benefits for spouses and if they have children trying to get education? Each state has,
really?
Yeah, each state has specific benefits. Each and every state has specific benefits. Hmm. All 50 states in the United States of America, and it even includes the territories.
Right.
And there's
like
benefits like, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's benefits carried like free counseling, employment assistance, exemption from paying property taxes, educational benefits. The spouse just has to check with their specific state that they live in, and they can find out. Because, you know, all states are not created equal with this. Some states have better things than others.
Exactly.
Believe it or not, Carrie, isn't that a wow?
Yeah, so they can almost Google this, Michael.
Very much so. Yeah, there's a listing. If they Google it, and it lists all 50 states, and it's their state veterans. What they're looking for is their state veterans office. Every state has a state veterans affairs office. Every state, Carrie Hines.
Wow. Amazing. And folks may not realize that. So
right, very much so. A lot of times they don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you're here, Michael, with the Vet Talk Radio Show and just keeping everybody informed and looking at benefits today for the spouses and family members. You know, just some items that they just may not realize, but you really need to know this. It's so good.
Very
good
much
talk.
So.
Yes,
very
alive.
Much
so. So, Michael, as you begin to wind down just a tad, what's next on your list?
Carrie, this one's a very important one. It's called accrued benefits.
Accrued benefits. Okay. Good name, accrued benefits. Yes.
Yeah, and you're probably saying, what the heck is that? Well, guess what, Carrie?
What actually accrues? Okay.
As you know, you know, Carrie, as you know, as you call me an ACA or an accredited claims agent, believe it or not, I can assist a veteran spouse in stepping in when I have been helping the veteran with claims for compensation, and a veteran passed away in the middle of all of this. Believe it or not, that spouse can take over where the veteran passed away, and they can file the claim, or they can track the claim. And if that veteran was entitled to retro pay, the spouse will get the retro pay. It'll be a one-time payment, but the spouse can get the retro pay. Believe it or not, Carrie Hines. Isn't that a big wow?
That is a big one. That is a big wow, Michael. That's clearly something I would imagine that most spouses might not realize.
Right. Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. But that's a big wow. And a lot of them don't know about this. That they, you know, the spouse went, they filed a claim, all of a sudden, you know, they passed away, but that claim is still going. And there are ways, the spouse doesn't say, oh, well, my husband's deceased. Okay, well, we figured that part out. But guess what, Carrie Hines? The spouse left medical evidence that the VA can still use that medical evidence to approve that claim. Isn't that a big wow?
That is, and that's what I was going to ask you about, Michael. It just seems like there's so much of this that needs to be, you know, communicated out there. That
very much so,
Carrie. Yeah, And I'm glad of the work that you're doing. It's just incredible. So these are things that I just didn't expect to hear about today. So awesome job, Michael Hopkins, and the Vet Talk Radio Show. Good stuff. Oh, okay. So any other benefits?
Right.
Big benefits. I figured that you got some. So, yes.
I have one last one, Terry. Now, this one's very important also that many spouses don't even think about. Did you know, Carrie, there's about 45,000 military and veteran nonprofit organizations here in the United States of America?
That's a lot.
45,000 of them. It blew me away. And some of them, like the Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, Hope for Warriors, Homes for Our Troops, Tragedy Assistance Programs for Survivors, Semper Fi Fund, Children of the Fallen Patriots Foundation. That's just the name of few. And these are organizations out there that can help the spouse of a veteran.
Amazing.
Isn't that's just a wow, Gary.
Michael,
that really is.
Are big wows on today's show. Listen, I've got
very
to just say, awesome job, Michael Hopkins. Absolutely awesome job. This will affect the lives of so many you've helped on today's broadcast, and I hope that you guys out
very
there, if you missed any part, you can always Google today's entire three-hour episode of the whole entire radio show, the Hey Radio Morning Show, and at the horror part, which is our third part of this, you'll hear the Bed Talk Radio segment. Awesome job. Michael, good job today. Good stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, Carrie.
Now, what's that?
I was just going to say rather quickly, we always got our Casey Kasem, don't we?
Oh, I'm feeling that there is one more item.
Yeah,
it's
an honorable mention, Carrie.
Yeah,
it's an honorable mention. And believe it or not, Carrie, the spouse will have an ID card for life.
Wow. That is now how real quick, Michael, how does that help them or what exactly would they use that ID card for?
Okay, when they have an ID card, it allows them to get on any base, any military base, and they can take advantage of all the things that being connected with the military, the shopping, the travel, discounts. There's all kinds of things because you have a military ID card. There are so many stores out here in the civilian world that's one of the things. They honor veterans, and they give them discounts. All you have to do is show your card. It's two things, Carrie. One, you have to ask. Two, show your card. You can get discounts. I mean, food, clothes, cars. It's just the whole gambit of things. But all you have to do is ask. Or if you're like me, I always wear a disabled veteran's hat.
And you don't even have to ask, Michael.
Yep, I don't have to say anything.
No, well, listen, this is always something that you do each week on this show. And such a great job. And I just want to salute you and all the incredible veterans. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in to this edition. So, Michael, what can we say? What are you leaving all the veterans with this morning on the show?
Yes, this is always all about the vets, their families, those of us who want to help veterans but don't know how. And you don't have to be a veteran to listen to Into the Vet Talk radio show. You just have to have a willingness in your heart, and you want to know about veterans, and you want to be able to help veterans, Carrie. That's what this whole thing is all about.
Awesome. On that note, here's the outro. We'll see you back here on the next episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Great job, Michael.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio.
Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays.